Blog Talk Radio.
Rhonda Harrison with Roadmap for Seekers with Summer Jones today. Summer's been a licensed avatar master for over 20 years. Avatar is a worldwide self-evolvement course dedicated to accelerating the awakening of awareness and compassion for the planet. It teaches a series of powerful tools to enable people to live deliberately with connection, joy, and purpose. And with that, I'm going to bring Summer in, and she's going to tell us about Avatar and what it's about and how we can get connected with it. Hi, Summer. Summer? Summer. Well, listeners, I'm checking to see how to get a hold of Summer so that we can have this discussion. I'm going to try to connect your mic.
Rhonda?
Hi, Summer. Yep, now I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Great. I don't know what happened. When you're doing live radio, sometimes the internet doesn't work quite the way you think it should. But listeners, Summer's an amazing avatar master. She's taken me through part of a compassion part that is amazing and very enlightening. And I would love for her to tell us about what Avatar is and how you got into Avatar.
Yeah, okay. Well, first of all, Avatar is it's a very powerful, pure self-development program, and it leads you into a series of experiential exercises that allow you to rediscover yourself and align your consciousness with what you want to achieve. So it allows you to experience your own insights and revelations so that you can really know how you're creating your life or how your life is working or how it's not working and have these tools to create it the way you want. So you're really learning how to live deliberately. And it's a 9-day course, and it's divided into 3 sections. And each section is a part of the whole thing. So the first section leads you into a 2-day workshop where you start to really understand the groundwork of your own blueprint, the foundation in which you're creating from, and start to really connect with that. And the second part is about creating. So you're learning tools of actually how to create deliberately. And the third part is all about learning a tool of how to discreate the beliefs and experiences that you no longer prefer so that you can create what you prefer.
Very nice. How did you get into Avatar? I mean, you've been doing it 20 years, so you got into it when you were fairly young. And, you know, I'm just wondering how you got into that with your background
and
stuff.
Well, I had been an explorer, and I had been learning. I started to understand that my beliefs were creating my experiences, but I didn't understand how you could change a belief. I wanted to go beyond just talking about it. I really wanted to know how you could change it. And that's what I had gathered up to that point. And so I started to ask that next question. And I was living in Europe at the time, and I had actually created a wonderful life for myself. I was living and working and for the I worked in Geneva, and I was working for the UN, and just had created this amazing life, but I didn't really know how to really do it deliberately. It sort of was a lot of worrying and a lot of anxiousness and trying to direct my attention to what I wanted, but and eventually I arrived at it, but I wasn't quite sure how I was doing that. So even while I had my job, I still had a lot of anxiousness and all of these things going on. And so I really wanted to see if there were tools out there that could really show me how to change a belief so that I could create something deliberately of how I wanted to live my life. Because it wasn't just about the thing that I was creating, it was actually how I was experiencing it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up meeting an Avatar Master in Geneva, and just could feel like this was something that I really wanted to learn more about. And I took the course, and it just really blew my mind. I mean, literally, I just was amazed that I could learn how to actually discreate a belief so simply, and then create something that I preferred.
Who's the founder of Avatar, and when did it begin?
Harry Palmer is the founder of the work, and he created this in 1986. And he was looking to, well, he says in one of the books that he wrote called Living Deliberately, he says that chance favored a prepared mind. And he was an explorer. He'd been an explorer of consciousness for a while. And that what he was looking for was a way that he could be able to find answers in his own consciousness and a way to access that. And that led him to the discovery of the Avatar tools. He really wanted to have people be able to explore for themselves and not have anyone else give them the answers, that they could find it for themselves. And that's what the tools do. They really unlock the secrets to your own consciousness so that you can start to understand how you're creating it. And so since then, the thousands, tens and thousands of people have taken the course. It's all over the world. It's in 72 countries and in 21 languages, and it just keeps spreading and evolving because it doesn't infringe on anybody's belief systems. It really just gives you tools to explore your own and decide for yourself what you want to change and what you want to create for yourself. So anyone can take it, and literally from age 7 to 107, you know, maybe like about 102, mm-hmm. can really take the course. And we've had people up to that age level taking the course because it's really the consciousness that really wants these tools that get attracted to Avatar to really be able to really be in charge of your world.
So there are 8 levels to Avatar?
8 levels?
Yeah.
Well, their avatar is a path, and it
mm-hmm.
starts with the avatar course, which is the three sections that you learn, and in that you're learning
mm-hmm.
to create deliberately and discreate deliberately, and but you're doing that from a higher level of awareness that we call source beingness. So the first course is really awakening to your source beingness again, to have that natural ability to create and discreate. And from there, the next step on the path is called the master's course. And that's where, from that higher level of awareness of source beingness, you're learning how to be effective with others. You're learning how to really be able to shift environments into a higher level of vibration and positivity, and be able to help others through their whatever they're going through. And so it's all about being effective with others. You're learning tools to be able to do that. And then the next course is called the professional course, and that's the part B of the master's course, and it's all about a leadership course. It's like you're learning how to be a leader from that higher level of awareness and be able to increase your ability to connect to others more and be able to take down any resistances that we might hit with, you know, moving more into our purpose and connecting more to the world. And then the last course is called Wizards, and it's all about humanity and learning how to operate from that higher level of awareness and be more of an influence in the collective consciousness.
And do people go to classes live, or do they do it on the internet?
Well, we offer a free 1-hour introduction, and people can do that in person or online to learn a little bit more about the course. But the courses themselves are all live. There are certain locations that we have throughout the year that people can come and attend and take the course. But it's required to have a guide to take you through the material. So it's really nice. So you're really ensured your success on the course because you actually have a master who is with you and helping you guide you into the material so that you really have good results with the tools.
Well, that's really good. And so you do these around the United States at different times of the year then?
Yeah, we have international courses, which are offered about 4 or 5 times a year. And that's where we have people who fly in from all around the world that come to the U.S. So we have translators and so the students get to work with people from all over the world, which is really beautiful. It really helps your integration because you're getting to integrate with people from all over the world. And then we have regional courses, which are just within the U.S., and we have those a couple times a year, and they're in certain locations within the U.S. and just for the U.S.
Are there any dates coming up in the next few months, or is it all next year now?
We actually have an international course coming up at the end of October. It's October 31st to November 8th, and that will be in Orlando, Florida, and that is our last international course for the year.
And people, how do they get a hold of the Avatar Project to be able to register?
They can reach me by my cell phone number, which I can give now or at the end of the show,
and they can
my email. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And So, when someone takes the course, what kind of results can they expect?
Well, I would say that the first thing that, well, the first thing that people are going to start to see is this awakening of higher awareness. They're going to start to recover a higher level of awareness back. And what you're learning to do is the tools are helping you to free up places where your attention has been fixed. So if it's been stuck on worries or, you know, things that we have been trying to untangle ourselves from, body conditions, relationships, money, any of those areas, you can explore with the tools and you're going to start to recover your attention back from those and start to understand how you have been creating it from the beliefs in your own blueprint in your own consciousness. So you really start to connect with your own blueprint, which is the foundation of beliefs that we've been taking on, absorbing from television or our parents or wherever we took them from. You start to see how they have been filtering or creating your life as it is. So you'll start to get more awareness about that and be able to recover those old beliefs, whether they're known or unknown, and start to learn to create new ones that align with who you are now. So that's one of the pieces that you're learning, but you're also learning a tool that will naturally quiet your mind down, start to really help you to open up your ability to connect with your life again, and to yourself. So you really start to regain this awareness again that that we had as children, and we were able to easily connect and experience life, and you're starting to, you start to feel alive again.
So it's and like so freeing people, up a lot of. Oops, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it sounds like you're freeing up a lot of burden, baggage, however you want to put it, that really doesn't belong to us, and you're learning how to let that go.
Yeah, and the cool thing is that you don't even have to have any burdens or baggage to do, to come.
Right.
It's actually, the materials just meet you where you are and what's unfolding for you next in your life. So it really, so anybody who's done lots of work or just a little bit of work, it's just going to meet you where you are and what's unfolding next for you in your world.
Very nice.
I think it's,
and go on ahead.
I was going to say, to me, it feels like the how-to instruction manual. for living deliberately. And it's starting with the fundamentals of really starting to understand how our attention works and how to manage our attention and start to wake up our will to be able to direct our attention to be able to create what we want to be creating in our world. So I think sometimes we are able to create things in our life, but we still don't have a mastery of our own attention. And where our attention is whatever we are creating. So if our attention is fixed on something, or is it free to be directed? It's like you're actually learning how to direct it to where you want to place it and how you want to be living your life.
Wow. It sounds amazing, and it's one of those things where it's like we all need our tool belt refreshing for this.
Yeah, it's really exciting work because you really get to learn about yourself and in ways that are just like Harry says, you're gonna like what you find.
Well, that's great, and so it's a very uplifting course, it sounds like, and very empowering course.
It is. It's really fun. It's not serious at all. Every day it gets more and more light and fun, and you just really start to open back up to the possibilities of what, who you can be and how you want to live your life and what you want to create.
So what's the mission of Avatar?
The mission of Avatar in the world is to catalyze the integration of belief systems. When you perceive that the only difference between us is our beliefs, and that belief can be created or discreated with ease, the right and wrong game will wind down and world peace will ensue. So Avatar is really about the bigger picture. It starts with your personal world and getting that squared away. That helps you to start to take a look at the bigger picture of how we can all contribute and be a part of it in helping humanity.
So it's group effort and learning tools that help all of us move forward.
Exactly. And what's really cool is that when someone comes and does the Avatar course, it really makes such amazing effects all around you. So everybody wins when someone comes and does Avatar, because it really, like you said, it really helps us all move forward. And because we're changing things in our own consciousness, but it's actually affecting the collective consciousness as well. It's like those belief systems that we're all a part of, when one of us starts to change it, some of those old indoctrinated beliefs, and we start to create deliberately, that changes the vibration in the collective.
And can you let us know what is the Avatar Compassion Project?
Yeah, so this is a project that Harry created in 2009. And Harry, compassion is part of the Avatar course. It is one of the cornerstones. The cornerstones of Avatar are personal responsibility, compassion, and service to others. So Harry had interest in wanting to see if he could increase the compassion index on the planet. And he created a compassion card that outlined 5 steps that people could be guided through and also have for themselves to be able to increase more peace in their life. And So the 5 steps were translated into about 20 different languages, and the cards were passed out all over the world. 1 million of them were printed, and to our amazement, people really took to the exercise, and so more have been printed, and I think that we're way over 3 or 4 million at this point. And another project got created called Earth's Compassion Team, and this was a project for leaders in the world, that if anybody knew of leaders, that these cards could be sent to them so that they could start to learn how to operate in the world from a more compassionate viewpoint, that we're in this all together, and wind down, you know, the adversarial games that have have been on the planet. So the second project, I think that compassion cards have been passed out to many governments and parliaments and leaders throughout the world. You know, I've even seen Obama have the card and the Dalai Lama. Like, we've seen photographs of them in their hands. And so it's a very exciting project that continues to keep growing. There's a goal of 10 million compassion cards by 2018, I think, somewhere around there, 2017 or 18, up to 10 million compassion cards is the goal. So it's going to be pretty amazing to see what's happening.
How do people get them?
They can go to the avatarcourse.com website, and at the bottom of it, there's a link that you can click on, and you can be sent a compassion card, and you can order them. You can order packs of them.
Cool. So then they can hand them out to their friends.
Yeah, and they can have it for themselves as well to use in their life. It's a very simple exercise that has many profound effects. And I think that's what's so cool about it is that you're really, you know, a lot of times when we're not feeling compassion for someone, we can really change the effect that we're putting out in the world into a more compassionate effect, more loving and connected effect. And I'd love to take you through the exercise if we can do that.
Sure.
That'd
be great.
Radio. Okay.
Yes.
And so people can just they can just think of someone that they would like to feel more connected to, or feel that they just like to increase more compassion for. And Harry explains in his instructions that the compassion exercise is actually really for strangers, but I invite you to think of someone in your life that you know. And you want to try to do all five steps on the same person, and the expected results are a personal sense of peace. So in step one, with attention on the person, repeat to yourself, just like me, this person is seeking some happiness for his or her life. In step two, with attention on the person, repeat to yourself, just like me, this person is trying to avoid suffering in his or her life. Step three, with attention on the person, repeat to yourself, just like me, this person has known sadness, loneliness, and despair. In step four, with attention on the person, repeat to yourself, just like me, this person is seeking to fulfill his or her needs. In step five, with attention on the person, repeat to yourself, just like me, this person is learning about life. And there's some variations to the exercise, maybe done on couples and family members to increase understanding of each other, maybe done on old enemies and antagonists still present in your memories, and may be done on other life forms. And this is one of the 30 exercises that we use in the first section of the course, called Resurfacing, in the two-day workshop. It's called Resurfacing Techniques for Exploring Consciousness.
Very nice. And so when you're doing that, you just visualize the person or you look at the person?
You just think of them in your mind.
Oh, okay.
And you could do it on someone from a distance, but you wouldn't want to do it in front of them. It's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, it might be a little awkward.
And can you tell people, you know, if they're interested in looking to find out more, what is the next step?
Well, there's several steps that people can do. One of them is that they can go and look at the Avatar website, which is called theavatarcourse.com. And that will lead you to a lot of different things that you can explore on the site. And also, they can look at buying a book as one of the steps. And also on the avatarcourse.com, there's a link that you can go to buying a book. And also, if they would like to explore a few of the exercises, I offer a free 1-hour introduction, and we can do it by phone or Skype. And it's a wonderful introduction that will lead you into several exercises to give you a better understanding about the course that covers looking at your attention, your will, your beliefs, and your understanding source beingness and compassion. And so it will really give you quite a lot for that 1 hour to have a better understanding if the course is right for you. And people can call me or they can email me to sign up for that.
Can you give them that contact information?
Yes. My telephone number is 720-480-7379. And my email address is soulvision, which is soulvision at earthlink.net. And so I can be contacted by either one of those. And also, I'm offering a gift if anyone does decide to sign up for the weekend course or for the full 9-day course, a free book of one of Harry's latest books called The Avatar Path, The Way We Came. And it's an amazing book that has actually been spreading across the world quite rapidly since it was created, that will really give you a wonderful overview of Avatar and how to operate at that source level of awareness of being able to create deliberately and living deliberately and exploring your own consciousness, starting to understand the fundamentals.
Very good, because it seems like it's got a wealth of information that people could really use, and it's wonderful that you're offering, you know, a book and, you know, a free hour consultation, and it is definitely worth it, and it's worth looking into to the listeners. If anyone has any questions or comments, you can call in at 1-347-838-9142. Press 1 once, and I can put you in the queue, and we'll see you there, and then you can ask your questions or comments. So, Summer, you've been doing this for 20 years. Would you say that it's been definitely life-changing?
Yeah, to say the least. Yeah, I mean, what I think is so cool is that it was life-changing at the beginning, and it's still life-changing because the tools just keep evolving with you. And they're so easy to use that it becomes really natural, a lot of the tools, because they're inside of you. And so I find that, you know, I reach new levels of awareness. It just keeps expanding and growing as I do. And it's really fun, and it feels so good. I'm one of those kind of people that I really want to see changes now. I'm not very patient in that way. So to me, the work works. So I wanted to see the results. So when I use the tools, I get the results. I'm able to free up that limitation or whatever obstacle is in my way, so that I can get on with what I'm wanting to create. And I really like that for many reasons, because I feel that it's satisfying to me to teach it, because I see those results in other people as well. And I think that the goal is to actually get to what we would really like to be experiencing in life, not waiting for it. So the tools really accelerate you into where you're wanting to go. And I felt like that happened right away when I took the course. It led me forward into what I really wanted to be doing, and to continue that flow as I kept moving forward in my life. So it really keeps you moving forward and evolving and growing.
And can you give them the website information in regards to the video and the avatar course .com?
Yeah. There's another website called avatarepc.com, and on that one, there are video pods you can watch. To many of Harry's talks are on that website, as well as other information that you can read about some of the other advanced courses. And there are some mini courses that you can download for free to take yourself through as well. But I always feel that someone having an introduction first is a good step if they want to be guided mm-hmm. into some of the tools. I find that you'll get better results to have some guidance first. So
exactly.
People are welcome to email me and ask some questions as well. I'm happy to answer.
And that's at soulvision@earthlink.net. You can also reach her by phone at 720-480-7379. And the links that she's just been talking about are on today's show page. So even in the archives, it'll show up if you want to go to those and kind of look at it and email her. Her email address is there as well. You know, this has been a very interesting show, and it's been amazing how, you know, to think that if you just change your thought process and your belief process, that, you know, you can be on a whole other level of living.
As
you say, deliberately, and with things happening the way they should, instead of the negative beliefs blocking you.
Yeah, and in this work, it really gives you an opportunity. It's like sometimes we're wanting to change these beliefs, but we never really get to explore it. And in this work, you're really getting to explore your own beliefs, your own blueprint, so that you have a better understanding of what you've been creating and how you've been creating it. It's not just there's a compassion and an understanding, I feel, that goes with this work that really helps you develop this, this amazement and reverence for your own creations in your life, no matter what they've been, how you label them, positive or negative, that once you start to get behind the scenes of your own consciousness, that you really come out starting to see what amazing creators we really are, and that we can start to create more deliberately, and that the creations that we may have created in the past are really amazing too. It's like that we just now want to create something different. We want to have a different experience now. We're ready to move on from it. We're ready to move forward from it. But when you start to explore it with this work, you really start to see, you start to really understand it more, so that you end up coming out with more compassion and reverence for what you've created, and that you really are ready to move forward from it into something new.
And into something that vibrates on a better level for not just themselves, but for the world and the universal consciousness.
Yeah, I think that's how we end up having more compassion for each other, is when we can have more compassion for our own creations and what we've created, mm-hmm. and that we can improve. We can create more what we prefer now from where we are now.
Exactly. So it makes it so much, what I would say, easier. And you tend to open yourself up to be more empathetic rather than sympathetic with someone,
mm-hmm.
Due to the compassion piece of it.
Yeah, exactly. And the personal responsibility piece too, which is an important factor in the Avatar course, is that you're not learning just to create, but you're learning how to take responsibility for what you have created and what you want to create. And so so for people who want to they can create bigger, they can go further, because you're really learning to take the responsibility for creating everything in your life, and that you can live more deliberately with how you want to create it.
Yes.
I would say that's Harry's intention, is to teach people how to live more deliberately.
Mm-hmm. And it's not something you learn in school, that's for sure.
None of it is. I do feel that.
No.
I think that's why more and more kids are taking the course, because they're really learning tools of how to manage their attention and how to understand how their beliefs are creating their experiences, and how to change
mm-hmm.
what they're experiencing to create what they would like to be experiencing, and the compassion exercises getting into the classrooms. And so teachers are, taking the kids through the compassion exercise, and they're getting to learn more compassion for each other. And so it really spreads positively in all ways.
Well, that's really good, because that's where we really need it, is for kids to learn it when they're young, and it'd be an automatic response, and that they're looking at how to develop their lives in a positive manner rather than not knowing that, or just going off of what they've learned, due to watching other people.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I wanted to read a little piece out of the Avatar Path book.
Sure.
The book I was offering that people can have as a gift. They decide to come and do some of the course in the next course coming up. But it's a chapter called Why We Do This. And I'm just going to read two paragraphs. It says, Avatar is a set of tools that allows people in a very short time to identify and change the conclusions, decisions, and agreements that are shaping their lives. You could call it a mental editing technique, a belief management technique, or a spiritual empowerment technique. You could call it a lot of things, but the most important thing is that the tools work for you, and they work extremely well. People are amazed. Avatar students systematically change their attitudes, remove self-imposed limitations, and end old hostilities that may be souring their experience of life. They set new goals or revive old ones, and using their rediscovered powers, create opportunities, motivation, and the courage to pursue dreams. In some cases, they restructure their own consciousness. In other cases, they literally reshape physical reality. Yes, it is powerful stuff.
And it is powerful stuff. You know, it's life-changing. Thought changing, behavior changing, you know, so it works on a lot of different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good because it doesn't take a lot of work to make the work happen.
Exactly. Yeah, there's simple tools.
It's not about putting out
tools.
A lot of effort.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's not about doing so many, you know, mudras or all these other things. It's really just looking at yourself and looking at where you're at in your system.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't impede on any other work that anyone has done. It really mm-hmm. is just adding to it. You're really getting to add more into tools so that, and I find that they really enhance any other body of work, because Avatar isn't so much as a belief system as it really is a passport into all belief systems. It really allows you to explore anything, but it itself isn't a belief system. You're just really learning tools of how to navigate in your own consciousness, so you can start out with looking at very fixed, unmovable realities that haven't been able to change, to be expanding out into exploring your source awareness. You know, it's really you're the driver, and you can navigate wherever you want to go.
Well, that's really great. Listeners, if you want to call in, you can call in at 1-347-838-9142. Press 1 once, and I'll see you in the queue. You can also reach me at searchersroadmap@gmail.com if there's something you would like to, you know, be on the show, or a type of, you know, spirituality or a shaman or questions and answers or readings, just let me know. We're getting close to the end of the show, and can you give everyone all of your contact information and stuff again, just so that, you know, they're clear on it if they don't have the web page up?
Yeah, so my telephone number again is 720-480-7379, and my email address is soulvision, which is SOULVISION, at earthlink.net. And
very nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
and the website you can go to is www.theavatarcourse.com.
And it has all the other links, right?
Yeah. It's like that's pretty much
okay. The
main one that can lead to
everything
else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Well, we don't have any callers today, darn it. But it's been very nice interviewing you, Summer, and finding out more about Avatar and how it works and how it's affecting the world consciousness around the world. And for anyone who wants to listen listen to the show again, download it. It'll be available in about 10 minutes after the show's over in the archives, and you can just find it at Roadmap for Seekers, today's date, 10/8, and it will be there.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show, Rhonda. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so very welcome, and we'll have to see about having you back. And oh, and one more thing that maybe the listeners would want to know is, when is the next Avatar course that they could take a two-day
The next Avatar course coming up is, it starts on October 31st and goes to November 8th, and they can start with the two-day weekend, or they can do all 9 days. And people can learn about the different sections when they call me or email me. I can go through them more in detail.
Okay, thank you very much. So just call her at 720-480-7379 or email her at soulvision@earthlink.net. Listeners, it's time to go today. Thank you so very much for listening, and don't forget you can download it out of the archives, and we'll talk to you again, Summer. Thanks. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Have you ever looked into the night sky and wondered, are we alone? We've learned so much about the world and our universe, and yet we realize there are so many mysteries yet.